You know that feeling when you're almost there, almost at the finish line of something huge, but there's this one massive hurdle left, the one that feels like it might just break you.
Oh, definitely.
For loads of people in academia, well, that's the dissertation.
Exactly.
It's not just another paper, is it? It's really the sum total of years of study. It's this defining piece of work standing between you and that degree you've worked so hard for.
It is, and it's often presented as this incredibly long, meticulous, honestly tedious process.
Yeah, tedious is a good word for it.
And it really is all of those things. You have to think of it as the ultimate showcase. Everything you've learned, everything you've absorbed over years at university, it's your final, really rigorous chance to prove your worth, you know?
To show you can actually contribute something original to your field.
Precisely. Not just what you know, but how you think.
Okay, so for this deep dive, we're looking at a really specific part of the academic world. It's an online service called assignmentjunkie.co.uk. And they basically position themselves as, well, a solution for people wrestling with this exact challenge, the dissertation. So our mission today is to unpack what kind of help services like this actually offer. Why might students, turn to them? And crucially, how do they handle the whole academic integrity thing? We're basing this all directly on what they say on their site.
Sounds good. It's a fascinating area.
Let's dive right in then. Looking at their website, it's not just about dissertations, is it?
No, not at all.
Assignmentjunkie.co.uk seems to offer a really broad range of services. Beyond dissertation help, they list general assignment help.
Yeah, it's quite extensive.
That covers things like homework help, coursework help, essays, thesis help, case studies, research paper help.
It really does cover the spectrum of typical university assignments.
And they even get more specific, mentioning referencing style help, which is a common sticking point, and even PowerPoint presentations.
Right. And they mentioned location-specific help too, with the UK, London, Birmingham, Sheffield.
Oh, interesting. And for law students, there's this huge list of specific areas, corporate law, sports law, you name it.
Yeah, what's really insightful there is just how comprehensive those general offerings are.
What does that suggest to you?
Well, it suggests a service that's really aiming to cover a very wide array of academic needs, not just zeroing in on dissertations.
Like a potential one-stop shop.
Potentially, yeah. They're positioning themselves as a pretty robust resource for all sorts of academic hurdles.
Okay, so with that big picture in mind, let's zoom in a bit. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their dissertation help service.
Right.
What do they actually promise to do for you if you decide to use them for your dissertation? Can you walk us through the details?
Sure. So they break it down into seven specific services for dissertations. Each one targets like a really critical part of the process.
Okay, what's number one?
First up, they say they'll check alignment with marking criteria.
The rubric.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The detailed checklist your university gives you, saying precisely what your dissertation needs to do to get a certain grade. Structure, originality, analysis, presentation, all that.
And people often miss things there.
Oh, absolutely. It's a common and sometimes costly mistake. So they say they'll make sure your title is precise and the paper follows, a standard format, everything placed and written correctly.
So really nailing those foundational structural bits first, is that often the first place students stumble? Just getting the basics right?
Yeah, it really can be. Yeah. Even brilliant students can trip up on just like basic formatting or making sure the title perfectly matches the criteria. It's often those overlooked details.
Makes sense. What's next?
Okay, second, they focus on verifying research questions and related literature.
So the core of the research, really.
Pretty much. Confirming your research questions are sharp, precisely written, and that you actually answer them. And making sure your literature review connects logically to your study's aims and background.
And the quality of that literature review.
They emphasize it has to be, and I'm quoting here, fact-checked, examined, and constructed in a rational manner.
Okay, rational construction. What's the third service?
Number three is about finding the appropriate approach or method. This is key.
Methodology, always tricky.
They highlight it as one of the most crucial parts because, well, it directly shapes your results and conclusions.
Right, get the method wrong.
And your data is inaccurate. The source stresses that. So this step is really foundational for the whole research project.
That absolutely makes sense. Methodology is often where students really get stuck, isn't it? Because it dictates everything that follows. Why do you think that specific part is such a persistent challenge?
Well, I think it's multifaceted,
Yeah.
really. It's not just picking a method like quantitative or qualitative.
Yeah.
It's about justifying why that method is the right one for your specific questions. understanding its limits, thinking about the ethics. It's less about a single right answer and more about robust justification and knowing the practical side of it.
Got it. So justification is key. What's number four?
Fourth, they help with arranging findings in tables and figures.
Presentation matters.
Hugely. They stress how important clear arrangement is for the panelists, that's your examiners and readers, to understand. They even say correct data can be futile if it's not laid out clearly and applicably.
Futile. Strong word. Okay, number five.
Fifth is explaining and discussing findings. So interpreting the data in a manner that the panelists and even your readers will grasp and understand easily, leading to a logical conclusion.
Making sense of it all. And sixth.
Number six is a specific focus on references.
Ah, citations and bibliography. Nightmare for many.
Yep. Described as playing a crucial part in showing research ethics, avoiding plagiarism, citing properly, all that.
Essential. And the last one, number seven.
Finally, they guarantee proper English language use, promising dependable help with proper spelling, correct punctuation, and appropriate grammar.
Okay, so that's the what? A pretty detailed list of services.
It is.
But here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Why would a student, especially someone doing a PhD, need this kind of help? The source actually gives us some clear reasons.
Yeah, and this really touches on the pressures students are under today, doesn't it? It raises important questions about the practical realities they face, things that go way beyond just the academic work itself.
So what are the reasons they list?
Okay, the source outlines five main reasons. First, and this is a big one, time constraints.
Just not enough hours in the day.
Exactly. Students have other things to attend to, you know, in their personal lives, or maybe they want to focus on starting a career while finishing the degree.
And it's not always just bad planning, is it?
Not at all. That's a key point. It often reflects this wider reality where students are juggling jobs, maybe family, mental health. It makes that sort of ideal solo dissertation effort really tough, maybe even unsustainable for a lot of people.
And services like this step into that gap.
They emerge to fill that very real need, yes.
Okay, what's the second reason?
Second, just the sheer tediousness of the whole thing.
Right. We said that at the start.
Writing a dissertation is quoted as a lot of work and poses all sorts of stress. It could apparently drain your will to even finish it.
I can imagine. Reason three.
Difficulty choosing a topic, which sounds basic, but it's hard. Topics need to be new, fresh, and most importantly, relevant. And then you have to build a whole argument around it, pretty much from scratch.
That initial step can be paralyzing. What else?
Fourth, they mention language barriers or just a lack of writing skills.
Okay, so for non-native English speakers.
Yes, writing such a long, complex academic document in a second language is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
But also for native speakers who just aren't confident with grammar or that specific academic style.
That's a fair point. And the final reason.
And finally, number five, the classic, running out of time.
Procrastination strikes.
Or just getting overwhelmed, maybe cramming, leading to deadlines looming large. And for some, professional help becomes the only option left.
Wow, it paints a pretty clear picture of, well, intense academic pressure.
It really does.
And the service, Assignment Junkie, claims they're a great help that can save you tons of time, energy, and money.
Which leads us to how they frame their overall commitment, right?
Exactly. How do they square offering all this detailed help with academic rules?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, their statement is interesting. They say they are dedicated to helping students complete their academic assignments and providing reference help in better understanding concepts via our subject matter experts.
Okay, helping understand concepts.
But here's the crucial part. They explicitly state, we are strictly against ghostwriting as it comes under academic misconduct.
Right. That's the key phrase. But given how much help they offer, checking criteria, methodology, findings, language, how do they draw that line? What's the practical difference between help and ghostwriting in their model from how they describe it?
That is the critical distinction, isn't it, in this whole academic support industry?
It seems like it.
The way they position it suggests they see themselves as more like a sophisticated tutoring service or maybe a consultancy, not a write it for you mill.
So the help is about guiding the process.
That seems to be the idea. The help they list, verifying alignment, checking structure, arranging findings, guiding on references. It's framed as helping students through the process, refining their work, not providing the core intellectual content itself.
Right.
Their stated goal is to guide you to the right path, where you can complete your work without difficulty. And they mentioned providing resources, journals, articles, samples, ebooks, for students to get an idea about their assessment and complete the tasks independently.
Independently. That word seems important there.
Very. It suggests they aim to be a supportive resource, a guide, rather than a complete substitute. Although you can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine how for a student under immense pressure, that line between guidance and substitution might feel a bit blurry sometimes in practice.
That's a really good point. And they try to back this up with some numbers on their site too, don't they?
They do. They claim 492 genuine reviews, 98% happy clients, and an average user rating of 4.85.
Impressive stats, if genuine. Okay, so we've really taken a deep dive here. We've looked at the specifics of what a service like assignmentjunkie.co.uk offers for dissertations.
Right, from checking those marking criteria boxes to ensuring proper referencing.
And we've explored the very human reasons students might seek them out. Time pressures, the difficulty of the task, language issues.
Yeah, it really highlights this complex intersection, doesn't it? Between genuine student need, the high demands of academic work, and these services that pop up to, well, bridge that gap.
All while, as you said, claiming to uphold academic integrity.
Exactly. That tension is right there.
So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the learner, listening to this? Maybe consider this a provocative thought. In an academic world where these huge, high-stakes papers, like dissertations, are the final gatekeepers, and you have services explicitly saying, we are strictly against ghostwriting, but offering detailed guidance through almost every single stage of writing it. What does that tell us about how the balance is shifting? You know, the balance between academic support, doing it yourself, self-reliance, and maybe even the very definition of what it means to complete your degree in today's world.
That's definitely something to mull over. The landscape is changing.
It certainly seems like it. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.